Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. This is your brother, Brother Oscar York, with another episode of Chatting from the Word. We are so grateful that you have joined us, and we hope and pray that on this program that we have shared something to help you or to aid you in your Christian walk, to help you to be more of the light of the world. Because sometimes I believe, I don't know about you, but I believe that the world needs to see the light of Jesus Christ. We're living in times that are so perilous today, with so many people doing whatever they want to do, living any kind of way they want to do, and say so much saying and doing so much stuff that I know that my Father, which are in heaven, is not happy with. So I hope and pray that this program this afternoon is finding you in a good way, because sometimes it's just good just to hear God's word. At times, I know some people may say, well, Brother York, why 2 o'clock? You never know. I think, I believe. And I know that some may be lonely at this time. Some may need to hear a portion of God's word being preached or taught. Some may just need to have a little company at this time. On this program, you can call in and talk with me if you so desire. Our guest call in number, if you desire to call in to talk with Brother Oscar, is area code 657-383-0883. Again, the call in number is area code 657-383-0883. 0883. If that be your desire to call in and chat with me, that's fine. If that be your desire to call in and request for prayer, that would be fine too. But at this moment, we're going to bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father, our great and wonderful God, Father, we thank you for so many blessings today. Father, we thank you for allowing us to see another day in which we had never witnessed before. Father, we thank you for allowing us to get up this morning to have the uses of our arms and our legs and our minds to be able to walk and to talk for some of us. But knowing some did I make it through last night? Father, we recognize that this day is a blessing, and we thank you, Father, so much for this day. Father, we come thanking you for your Son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain, knowing how tough he had on that cross, knowing that he died for us, Father. We thank you so much for allowing your Son to take on the old rugged cross. And Father, we come praying for those are sick today. We pray for those, Father, that are in the hospital, laying on their hospital bed in pain, and don't know when they're going to come out the hospital, don't know when the pain may cease. We pray, Father, it be your will that you heal their bodies. If not, Father, help them to be able to bear the pain. Praying, Father, for those that are suffering with high blood pressure today. Father, we pray that you help them keep that blood pressure at a normal level. Help them to take their medication so that they may be able to allow that blood pressure to stay at a normal level. Father, we pray for those that have diabetes today. Father, we pray that you be with them, help them keep the diabetes number at a level that it should be. Praying, Father, for those that are having arthritis. Oh, Father, I recognize it's not easy to sometimes walk and to move sometimes with arthritis. But, Father, heal their bodies and be thy will and not help them again to go through the pain that they must face. And, Father, we pray for the government of this world that is in the head of this world, Father. We pray that they may rule this world with you in mind, Father. We pray, Father, that they always will never make a rule forbidding us to worship you and to know you and to know your word, Father. And, Father, we pray for this program. We pray, Father, that I may say something to lighten the load of someone's day today. May say something to help someone along the way. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As I said, I am so grateful for you to be tuned in with me today on Chatting from the Word. This is the podcast. And on the podcast, we do the podcast every day, Monday through Fridays at 2. And this would be the podcast at 2 o'clock. And if you have a desire to talk with your brother here, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. And for you all brothers who want to host the show with me, give me a call. Give me a call if you desire to host the show with me. I'd be happy to have you get in touch with me on Facebook if you want to host the show with me. I'd be happy to have you to come on Chatting from the Word. As you all know, we do a show on YouTube on Mondays, and we've been doing many subjects and topics. And as you know, lately on my show, I've been asking for supporters, and I've been asking for finance support, because sometimes it gets hard for Brother Oscar to bring shows like this, and I want to be able to bring quality shows to help the media, to help others who need to know Jesus Christ, to help others to live a better walk with the Lord. So sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need help. And you know, who best to ask those who are Christians, who's able financially to open their pocketbooks and to help? I believe that's what the Lord wants us to do, to help each other, especially in the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe today that, with technology being as it is today, I believe today we have a better chance of telling the world about Jesus Christ. I mean, today we have a better chance in telling our neighbors about Jesus Christ. I believe this is what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord wants us to spread the gospel and to teach others about salvation. You know, many may think, Brother York, why not, Brother York? Because God wants all of us to be in the position, we that know him, is to tell the world by how good he is. If you mind me saying that. So, if you can't help your brother here, any amount would do much for him. If it's $1 a month, $5, $10, $50, $100, regardless what it is, it's pride. It all adds up. It all adds up. So if you can find it in your heart, help Brother York to have a quality program. And again, on yesterday I mentioned that I live in Dayton, Ohio, and I want to start a new work in Dayton, Ohio. I want to be able to allow Jesus Christ to shine as bright as he can shine in Dayton, Ohio, with churches closing their doors, with the body of Christ changing its name, with some brothers don't know what to teach nowadays. We need Christ to shine brightly in Dayton, Ohio. So we are going to start a new work. And if any brother or sister who's interested in helping Brother York spread the gospel here in Dayton, Ohio, let me know. Contact me on Facebook. Email me. My email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or leave it on my webpage at OscarYorkPublishing.com. Talk with your brother here. He's not far reachable where you cannot talk with. Talk with me. And as always said, even on my program on YouTube, where York, I don't know everything. And if I'm wrong, call me, let me know. Brother York, you said that wrong. Or this is not right. Or this is not in the Bible. I'm not far from talking with me and letting me know what I'm saying is not according to the word of God. And again, I want to talk about my two books I have out. A Peaceful Place in Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Each book is going for $21.50. Put me to work. Help me to buy my book. You will help this ministry when you do. And you can always go to my webpage, as I just said, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and order you a book and read. Again, I want to pray for those in Florida that is caught up with this hurricane or storm that's about to hit the Florida coast. We want to pray for you. We pray that God would keep you in the safety of his arms. Sometimes storms do come, and when storms come, they interrupt our lives. And it hurts sometimes when these storms come. It tear up property, memories, and all that. So we're going to pray for those in the Florida area that is getting ready to be hit by Hurricane Michael. We're going to pray for you on this program. And we want to reach out to you. Let us know. Let Brother York know what you're going through. All right? So we're thinking about you. On this afternoon, we want to do a continuance of what we was talking about on yesterday. And that is about God's grace. And again, I want you just to hear the words of this song. God's grace and mercy. I'm here to tell you this afternoon, my friend, if it would not be for God's grace and mercy, where would we be? If it would be not for the love of God, where would we be? Oh, my friend, we definitely serve a good God. A God that truly loves us, and a God that you have mercy upon us. And today, like yesterday, we want to come from the book of 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And we want Brother Paul to talk with us about the grace of God. And before we do that, we want to ask those who do not have their Bible, go get your Bible, because you can study along with us. Go get your Bible, because you can see what your brother is talking about is contained in the scriptures. Go get your Bible. And as they're waiting, as I always say, I enjoy bringing lessons to you and enjoy talking about the goodness of God and of Jesus Christ and of his family. So if you have doubts about my sincerity, I really enjoy talking with you on a daily basis about Jesus Christ. We hope those who need to go get their Bibles, you're back with your Bible. So we want you to turn with us to 2 Corinthians 12. And I believe we left off, at verse 5. Here the apostle writes, he says, "Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. At least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might be part for me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ my rest upon me." In verse 5, I believe the Apostle Paul echoes the same thing. Because he said in verse 5, "Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities." What are you talking about there, Apostle Paul? What do you mean that you will glory in your infirmities? When we think about the word infirmities, the definition for the word infirmities is weakness. And here Paul is saying, instead of finding glory in his greatness, he is finding glory in his weakness. Isn't that so opposite of what some are doing today? Isn't that so different than what others are doing today? Others are finding glory in self. Others are telling how great they are. Others are saying, look at me and look what God blessed me with. But that's not what Apostle Paul's attitude was here. Apostle Paul added to here is that I glory. What he says? I will not glory, but in my infirmities. In my weakness. And most of you may be wondering why Paul is saying this. Why Paul is saying that he is glorying in his infirmities. But if we read further, we will see. In verse 6, Paul said, "For though I would desire to glory, I would not be a fool, for I would say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure due to the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Here Paul was talking about the revelation that God allowed him to see. Here Paul was talking about the things that God had revealed to him by him being called up into the third heaven, what we discussed yesterday. And he's hearing so much beautiful things that no man could even talk about. Isn't that something? His power was called up into the third heaven. If anyone could shout about good news, Paul could do that. If anyone could tell you how great the Lord is, Paul could do that. Because Paul had went to the third heaven where God resides or is. But Paul said, lest I should be exalted. Paul said, lest I should be lifted up. Paul said, lest I should think above who I am. Paul said, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buff me. Why was the thorn in the flesh given to Paul? We may not know what the thorn was or what the difficulty was, but Paul, we knew it was given to him to keep him humble. If you sometime, my brothers and my sisters, if you're going through something, you wonder where the light at the end of the tunnel is at, praise God that God has put this, brought this to you and on you, and maybe that thing that God has put on you, allow Satan to put on you, is there to keep you humble, is to keep you crying out to him, is to keep you talking to him. So, because I know some people, once they get a little bit of something good, they ain't gonna ask for nothing else. If you bless some people with an automobile or where they've been walking, they gonna stop asking for that automobile. If God would bless that person with a home, and all this time he's been praying for that home, I know God would stop blessing him. He'll maybe stop talking to God. I know God blessed someone with a good job, that person may stop talking to God. Sometimes we only talk with God. is when we need something. Some of us, we talk with God is when we need something. I'm like this, and I believe it's the strength or the growth of my Christianity. But I talk to God every day about anything because I recognize he's my Father. I recognize God already blessed me with life. God already blessed me with his Son coming down from heaven's glory on earth and dying on the cross. I recognize God has blessed me way beyond what I deserve. You know, he don't have to bless me with a nice ride. But if he will, that's nice. Oh, he don't have to bless me with a big home. But if it happens, that's good. No, he don't have to bless me with a good job. But if it does happen, that's good. But I'm like this. I'm going to keep on praising him regardless of what God blessed me with. I'm serious, my friends. If God blessed me with some things, let's take an example. God blessed me with a lot of money. Knowing your brother here, the only thing he desires is to preach the gospel. And I'll probably buy things to help me be the light of the word and preach the gospel even much more. I might buy a nice building and tell people, let's come and worship, over here, knowing this brother here. You see, and that's why God bless us sometimes. Sometimes God gives us blessing so that we may be a blessing. And I believe some of us, we forget about that. But Apostle Paul did not forget. Although Apostle Paul himself is going to the infirmities, Apostle Paul, if you know his story, spent time in prison. Apostle Paul died in prison. He was given the death penalty. Oh, if some of us knew someone that was in prison, if some of us knew someone on death row and maybe a couple years going to get the lethal injection, and we might be thinking he's the worst thing on God's green earth, most of us would not be the friend of Paul. Most of us would not be a friend of Jesus, because Jesus himself crucified, which was the state at that time. Answer to a bad criminal. Most of us today will not be a friend of Jesus, knowing that was a factor of dying on the cross, was a part of the state punishment. Just like lethal injection today is a part of the state penalty for our criminals today. We're going to end it here. We are so grateful that we had this chance to chat with you today on Chatting from the Word. We will try to pick this up again on tomorrow. We hope and pray that you have learned something and that Brother Oscar has said something to help you in your Christian walk. Goodbye and have a good day. God is great. God's grace and mercy.